Dr. Arthur Perry, he's one of the top plastic surgeons. He's got offices in Manhattan, New Jersey. You know, and he's been doing a show here on WOR for years and years and years. Very popular show and a great plastic surgeon. Everybody has questions on this subject, so he's the guy to ask. Dr. Arthur Perry.
John, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
And I went to his office and I said, look at my face. He goes, yeah, look at your face. What can I do with your face? What can you do with his face? I go like that. I swear to God. I go, look at this. I'm getting old. I said, maybe you could fix it up a little bit.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
Remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, a warm weekend. I hope you're using your sunscreen because you know that UV index is very, very high. You don't even need to know the number. It's over 9. But certainly you need your sunscreen this weekend. Well, I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry and been doing this show for quite a while here on WOR. I hope you've been listening every single week. I know many of you have been, but there's also one or two new people. You're not actually new, but you're new to this show, right? And you're crossing the George Washington Bridge right now, and you're tuning in whatever, and you find this show. Well, what's it all about? I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, host of this show. We're talking about what you look like when you look in the mirror. You see wrinkles, you see splotchy pigmentation, you see jowls, you see a large nose, you see hanging breasts, hopefully not while you're driving. You see maybe some fat around your hips. That's what we talk about on this show. This is the Plastic Surgery Show because, yes, I'm a plastic surgeon. And what is a plastic surgeon? It's a type of medical doctor, one of the 24 specialties of the American Board of Medical Specialties, and one of the surgical specialties. So there are medical specialties and surgical specialties. Other surgical specialties are cardiac surgery and urology and ear, nose, and throat and general surgery. Well, plastic surgery is the operative wing. We're the ones that make you look better, and that's what this show is all about. So the phone number here at WOR, this is a live call-in show. It's 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. And give me a call, and we're going to be giving out bottles of daytime. Let's do daytime tonight because it's the summer. And you know what happens in the summer? You get sun damage, and daytime is what helps you avoid it or certainly lessen it, because daytime is an SPF 23 sunscreen with zinc oxide. It helps you look better by keeping the ultraviolet rays out. And it's the ultraviolet rays that are aging rays. They cause wrinkled skin. They cause splotchy pigmentation, no matter what your skin color. And they cause, most importantly, skin cancer. So you want to protect your skin. And you want to do that by putting an invisible sunscreen on. You don't want the zinc oxide that when you were a kid the lifeguards would wear, right? They'd sit up on those big chairs and they'd have this white junk on their nose. You don't want to wear that stuff. I mean, you could. It certainly will help you, but you're not going to look great. Although, who does with masks on? Are you wearing masks on the beach now? Are they SPF-protected masks? I don't know. They probably are. But I imagine most of you are taking your masks off on the beach, which is not good. You thought we'd get through this show without talking about masks, didn't you? No. I'm obsessed with the fact that this country is not properly, they're not doing it. You're not doing it. Most of you are, but a lot of you are not. You're not wearing your masks. And so the numbers of coronavirus cases are rising rapidly. I think, we're up to 4 million people in the United States who have this virus or had the virus since March. That's terrible. It could have been over by now if you had all worn your masks. And yes, I know there's a shortage of masks out there, which is just terrible. It's a true failure of our leadership. I'm sorry, at all levels of government, not to have masks by now. You could have a factory churning these things out day and night and have billions of masks by now, giving them out free to all of you and fining you if you don't use it. It's not a political thing. It's not a civil liberty not to wear a mask, just like it is not your civil liberty to smoke and blow smoke in someone's face and give them lung cancer. You know, when your actions affect the health of other people, that's where your civil liberties are, you know, curtailed. I mean, no one's telling you you can't not wear a mask. Just stay home if you don't want to wear a mask. So anyway, this brings us to the skincare. How on earth can it possibly bring us to skincare? Well, you know, I've decided I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and we're giving out free KN95 masks with every purchase this week. So we have a supply. It's a, you know, we're not going to do it for thousands of people, but certainly, you know, maybe the first 100 or so people will go ahead and give you a free K. It's a KN95 mask. What's the difference between an N95 and a KN95? The KN95s are made elsewhere, outside the United States. The FDA is, for the time being, calling them reasonably equivalent, and they will protect you. I don't think they're quite as good as the N95 masks, but they're a heck of a lot better than those things you're draping over your face, like your shirt. I saw someone the other day in Manhattan with his shirt over his mouth. That doesn't work. You know, the kerchiefs, things like that. No, you don't want to do that. You want to protect yourself from coronavirus, and you certainly want to protect others, and you really want to protect your mother, your grandmother, your aunt. That's who, you know, the teenagers, the millennials don't seem to understand that their actions are affecting so many other people. So if you buy a product on drperrys.com, we've got the daytime in the morning, we've got the nighttime in the evening, and clean time, the world's greatest soap. And we also have, of course, the moisturizer. And by the way, we now have the trademark, which is very cool, Beauty in a Bottle. And the Beauty in a Bottle is the combination of the daytime and nighttime. So you can buy that also. Well, anyway, if you are in the first, let's say, 100 callers, not callers, but buyers, then we'll send you a free KN95 mask. And you can wear this if you dare to go outside of your apartment or your house. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon, host of What's Your Wrinkle, right here on WOR. Once again, the phone number is 800-321-0710. Tonight we're going to be talking about, we're kind of going to finish the discussion of the most common plastic surgery procedures. Last week we started the discussion. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons puts out their list every year of the most common procedures, both the surgical procedures, things like breast augmentation and liposuction, those are surgical, and the non-surgical procedures, things like Botox and fillers. So we're going to talk about those during the show. We're also going to update you on the brand new Botox. It's not actually a Botox because it's not the Botox company, but I've been talking about this for 6 months. I'm starting to get excited about Revance. That's a company that has a new one. You ready for the name of this stuff? It's called Daxibotulinum Toxin A. I'm sure they'll come up with a very clever name, just like... you know, these are the scientific names for these substances. No one really knows those. Although when I give my lectures at Columbia, we have to use those names, not the brand names. So it's required. And when we publish this information and we mention a drug, we mention the brand, not the brand name, not Botox, but the type of botulinum toxin that it is. But when we talk on the radio here, if I mention that big name once again, that Daxibotulinum Toxin A, your eyes would glaze over. So we're going to talk about Botox-like substances. But the reason I'm talking about that tonight, it is tonight, it's after 6 o'clock, it's officially tonight, is because there were a couple studies that were released by Revance, and they confirmed the very interesting data. This stuff seems to work longer than all the other Botox-like drugs out there. So Botox, Xeomin, and Dysport, they average about 4 months. So you come into my office 3 times a year to get some Botox or Xeomin or Dysport. By the time 4 months goes by, it's in most people beginning to wear off or has worn off. The data for this new drug, and it's not FDA approved yet, but they are moving closer. They really are. Now, I'm going to give you a disclaimer. I actually bought a little bit of this stock. Not a lot, but a little bit. So, you know, I thought this is a good idea, and I have no relationship with the company. They're not advertisers. I just read the literature, and I think if I'm going to talk about this, you have to know that disclosure that, yeah, I went on one of those sites and bought a few shares. Not a lot. Should you? That's your business. You have to call the financial shows for that one. I can't give you advice on that one. I can just tell you that certainly when they're looking at data of 24 weeks that it maintains the effect, that's pretty darn good. That's good. We're up to 6 months, and that means if you use this particular drug when it comes out, you're going to get maybe 6 months out of it instead of 4 months, which means it's going to require maybe 2 injections a year instead of 3. Now, I love doing these procedures, and my patients love coming to me, talking to me. We schmooze. I give you the Botox. We talk about all sorts of things. The bad thing is you're only going to come twice a year instead of 3 times. Well, we'll figure out something else to do. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number 800-321-0710. There's a lot to talk about tonight. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these words. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent, and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, what are you doing to look so good? Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m., right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And we were talking about this brand new substance that will, I'll tell you, when this stuff comes out, it is going to give Botox a run for its money. You know, it depends on a lot of different factors. This company has to get dermatologists and plastic surgeons and others to use their product. They have to be competitive. And they'll do that, I think. And all they have to do is tell you and have commercials that it's going to last longer. And I'll tell you, that's a big selling point. So Revance, that's the name of the company, not the product. They don't have a name for it yet. But the median duration of effect looking at the forehead lines, okay, and they don't specify in this particular study I was looking at the forehead lines, probably the vertical lines, but I'm not positive about that because I'm just reading this, 27 weeks, okay, and 24 weeks for the crow's feet area. That's pretty good. That really is. All right, we have on the line Margaret from North Carolina. What can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
You often talk about lasers and you use them for various effects. But last week, at the last moment, you said, but I wouldn't recommend the home lasers. Can you tell me the reason for that?
Oh, Margaret. First of all, how are you picking me up in North Carolina? Are you doing this on the internet? Or are you getting this signal?
No, I'm visiting my family in New York.
Okay. So by the way, before I get to your question, you know, I mentioned last week that there are certain cars no longer get AM radio, and that's upsetting. That really is, you know. But I did find out that you can pick up WOR on the FM dial. What is it, 104.3 FM on one of those HD2? So there's a way to do it in your Tesla. So you can get, or stream, you can get WOR AM on the FM dial. But maybe I'll learn more from Noah at the break, and I'll give you a little more of an answer. But anyway, Margaret. All right, so there's all sorts of different lasers out there. Lasers are a tool. They are a very, very powerful tool that concentrates light energy and takes it to one wavelength. And what is a wavelength? A wavelength is a particular color. So for those of you out there who don't know what lasers are, I'm going to give you a little bit of a lesson. There's light that comes from the sun, right? And that light has all different colors. Light gets split by water, that's a rainbow. The light gets split by your chandelier in your foyer, and you see on your wall all the different colors of the rainbow. Well, the laser takes one very specific color and intensifies it dramatically and then fires at your skin in this situation. And we use lasers for to remove hair, and that's a laser that has a specific color of the dark brown or black hairs. We use lasers to get rid of vascular lesions, they're called, spider veins, and these things called senile angiomas. Terrible name, right? Cherry angiomas are also called, those little red spots on your skin. So that's another laser that has a very specific wavelength, very specific color for red. And there are others, lots of other lasers. The ones we use to remove tattoos have all different colors. And there's about five or six different lasers, and the mavens out there that really go to town and remove these tattoos have lots of different lasers. I remove tattoos. I've got one laser, and I'll get rid of a couple colors. We can get rid of the black and the blue and the red, but if you've got yellow, you've got to go to that guy or girl who has the very specific laser to get rid of yellow or turquoise. That's a tough color to remove. So the lasers are very powerful instruments. Now, they've tried to extend the sale of lasers. You know, these are the laser companies. They try to, and there are all these lasers that they try to get into your home for various things, to rejuvenate your skin, to remove hair. The problem with lasers is that in order for them to work, they've got to be very powerful and, unfortunately, quite dangerous. So lasers that let's say, help wrinkles, carbon dioxide lasers or erbium lasers. There's several different types of lasers that are good for wrinkles. Those are very dangerous to the eyes, very dangerous. In fact, they cause corneal injuries. They can puncture the eye. So what I do with patients is I use goggles. And if we're near the eyes, we use steel goggles. And if we're on the eyelid, I use steel contact lenses to protect the eyes. Now, if you're going to use one of these lasers at home, there's no way for you to do that. So if you shine that laser in your eye, you could burn your cornea. And if it's a laser that, let's say, might get rid of red or something like that, well, those are really dangerous to your retina. They get focused right through your eye, and the intense light energy gets focused on your retina. It's like looking at the sun. You get an injury. And there are lots of these injuries, by the way. This is not an abstract thing. There are lots of these injuries in the literature for medical professionals and doctors and nurses doing these procedures on people, causing these injuries. So the ones at home are watered down versions because they don't want you to get an injury and sue the company. So the real question then is, do these watered down versions do anything at all? And the answer, Margaret, is I'm not convinced they do. You know, many of the lasers that I use are marginal. You know, they're not incredible unless we power them up incredibly. So, for instance, the CO2 laser that I use for rejuvenation of the face, I can power it down and basically create a facial effect. That means we exfoliate. It's not going to really do anything for your wrinkles until I power it up and actually penetrate the skin. Now, you're not going to have one of those lasers that you buy in the store at Costco or anywhere that's going to penetrate your skin like that. So I don't know what it's really going to do. So, you know, that's my answer for you, Margaret. I wouldn't waste my money on it.
Oh, thanks so very, very much. I wondered what you meant by that. Now I understand a little bit better. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. And enjoy the lovely weather that we are having in New York with the humidity at about 80%. All right, Margaret, thanks for calling. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? 800-321-0710 is our phone number, 800-321-0710. So now let's talk for a minute about the most common procedures in cosmetic surgery, in plastic surgery. And remember that cosmetic surgery is a subsect. It's a part of plastic surgery. Plastic surgery is a big field. It involves hand surgery. That's actually part of plastic surgery. It involves burn surgery, reconstruction, you know, that breast reconstruction after cancer, but also reconstruction of all sorts of what we call defects. That means wounds of the body done by plastic surgeons. And we do microsurgery. We do flaps and skin grafts and all sorts of things. So it's a big field. But the field that the public knows the most and the field that we talk about on the show the most is cosmetic surgery. And, you know, that's where the publicity is. And that's where probably most plastic surgeons want their practice to be. Although there are plenty of plastic surgeons that only do hand surgery or only do microsurgery or only do just general reconstructive surgery. But in the cosmetic world, last week we talked about breast augmentation. That's the number one procedure in all of cosmetic surgery. In surgery, and there's about 300,000 procedures each year. Now, if you look over the last two decades, the procedures, the surgical procedures are basically flat over the last few decades. That means they haven't grown in a significant number. And that's bad news for plastic surgeons because when I finished my residency 30-something years ago, there were about 2,400 plastic surgeons in the country. There's 8,000 now. And yet there's the same number of cosmetic surgical cases, maybe just a little bit more. There's an increase in the reconstructive cases, and the complexity of reconstruction has gotten significantly more complex because we're doing microsurgery. Boy, the folks at Cornell and Columbia that I'm affiliated with, they're doing these incredibly complex cases, moving tissue from one part of the body several feet away using microsurgical techniques and repairing other parts of the body with tissue from a remote area. It's really very interesting what's going on. But the real growth in plastic surgery has been in the non-invasive procedures. And we might say that's not surgery at all. It's although the definition of surgery, if you really look at it, when you put a filler in, that is actually defined legally as surgery because we're penetrating the body and altering the tissue using a particular technique, in this case, a needle and filler. So it is really surgery, but we call these non-invasive procedures, and I always laugh at a non-invasive procedure. Is it really non-invasive if I'm sticking you with a needle 400 times? I don't know. Might be non-invasive to me, but it probably isn't to you. But that is where the money is, as they say. That's where the numbers are. And if we look at Botox, and as I said earlier, it's not really Botox. It's Botox. It's Xeomin. It's Dysport. There's another one out there called Jejune, I believe. Hard to say, but they haven't really been marketing. So I'm not sure if they're still out there. I'll be honest with you. If they're, I invite them to give us a call if the Jejune people are listening. That's the fourth one that's out there. And the fifth, soon to be FDA approved, probably, is the one I was talking about earlier in the show. But those botulinum toxins, that's the class of drugs. And they are drugs by every definition of the word. 7.7 million people last year. That's really incredible. Now, if you look at that number, that might be a little not quite an honest number because it's 7.7 million procedures. But the average patient in my practice has Botox three times a year. So if you divide 7.7 by 3, the mathematicians out there, you know, it's 2 point something million procedures. Still a lot of procedures. But it is interesting that that number then goes down to the number and ties it with the soft tissue fillers like Juvederm and Restylane, because that one's at 2.7 million. That's still an incredible number of people if you think about it. It's an awful lot of people having Botox and an awful lot of people having soft tissue fillers. Now, beyond that, there's chemical peels. That's number three, 1.4 million. That's still pretty popular. Now, remember, the chemical peels that I'm talking about are done by physicians. There are chemical peels done by the lay, by aestheticians. I don't think it's a good idea for lots of reasons, and we can get into that later in the show if you'd like. But chemical peels are very, very popular, even in doctors' offices. Laser hair removal, there's about a million of those procedures by doctors. And yes, again, that's another field that is sometimes done by non-physicians in spas. Heaven forbid. Oh, there's all sorts of problems with that. A million of those procedures a year, and then intense pulse light, about 700,000. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about those procedures, and we're going to talk about how the plastic surgeons in the United States have responded to the COVID epidemic, and is there a role for telemedicine in plastic surgery? I don't know. We're going to talk about that. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710. We'll be back after these words. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And you know, we are in... We're working in New Jersey. I was actually in the Manhattan office this week to kind of get things ready because we're going to be opening up again in Manhattan. I'll tell you something. You drive down the streets of Manhattan. You walk down Fifth Avenue. It's a fraction of the number of people. My favorite lunch places are closed. I don't know. I'll tell you. I'm not sure Manhattan is quite ready, but New Jersey is. New Jersey actually was the leading state in the country. The last 2 weeks, they are the only state with decreasing numbers of coronavirus. That's because you all in New Jersey listen, and you listen to me, and you do the right things, and it's going to go away. But in other places, I don't know. Have to listen. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. And so during the last 4 months or so, when most of us were kind of closed, we were doing telemedicine. And I'm a little slow to get into the telemedicine. I'm trying to find, you have to find what's called a HIPAA-compliant provider. So you can't just do it on FaceTime, and you can't just do it on Zoom, because the federal government doesn't like that. I guess those can be hacked. So if I'm going to talk about your breast size, or if you're going to take your shirt off or something like that on the TV screen, which is how we do in a consultation, if I'm talking about breast augmentations or breast reductions or something like that, or liposuction, it sure better be HIPAA compliant so that others can't hack into it, right? And there are companies, and I'm engaging with one just this week, so that we can provide HIPAA compliant consultations. But it's changed things in medicine. It really has. I think it's changed it permanently, so that even when we return to normal, and hopefully, I hope that'll be soon, but I'm not too optimistic. I think maybe the vaccine end of the year. I really wish it would be sooner, but regardless, when we return to normal, and eventually we will, I think things that have started during this epidemic will continue. So like the telemedicine visits, so consultations, I do a lot of consultations and people that fly in from all parts of the country to have their surgery. And, you know, if you're in California, you have to come in and make a decision whether it's going to be me as your surgeon, and I have to decide whether or not you're an appropriate candidate for surgery, both physically, medically, and psychologically, right? That's what a consultation is all about, and I spend a full hour with you. So when people fly in, that's a big deal because you're not going to have your surgery the next week. We can't schedule that way, and neither can you. So you have to fly in and then fly back out. Or even if you're coming from Connecticut to my office, it's a big trip, right? So telemedicine makes it easy, and we can really do a lot of the consultation. I, of course, can't listen to your heart, but we do that on the second visit. I can't examine you, feel you, but in cosmetic surgery, in plastic surgery, much of what we do is visual. And so certainly I can do a consultation and probably do about 90% of it in that telemedicine forum. So, you know, we call in, you're on your computer or on your iPhone, and I'm on the computer, and we're looking at each other, and it's enough to make a decision whether or not to have surgery on both sides, probably. And certainly after surgery, a lot of the postoperative visits can be handled that way. So that means I can look at your wound. You can put your arm, your breast, whatever it is, right up to the computer, and we can make a decision. Is it okay? Is it not okay? Do you need to come in? Can save an awful lot of visits. So I think we were all reluctant to do this, but as we are, and as plastic surgeons and other doctors are beginning to do this, it's opening up a whole new world. So in plastic surgery, they actually surveyed the members a couple weeks ago, and 64% of plastic surgeons decided that they're going to be doing telemedicine, and the consultations are rising. And 68% started seeing patients because of COVID. So some were doing it before, but a lot of people just started during this crisis, this health crisis. And it is very interesting because most plastic surgeons felt that, like I, it's going to be something that's useful even after this. So it is interesting. And I bet you if you're listening to this show and are uncertain whether or not you even want to go into a doctor's office because of the potential risk, I don't think there's too much risk in a doctor's office, by the way, if the doctor's office does it right. And that means, by the way, no one in the waiting room except you. That's how I do it. We keep our patients in the car. Hopefully you have a nice car and are listening to WOR in the car. And then we call you, say, come on in. And you have to then get your temperature taken. And you've done a pre-screen with telling us so that you have had no symptoms. Hopefully you have had none. And then you come in, and we bring you into the exam room. You keep your mask on unless we're examining your face. I have warrior gear on. I've got my N95 mask. I've got my goggles. If we're doing a procedure, there's a hood and a gown. It's really something, and it is hot, but it works. And I test myself about once a week to make sure that I haven't gotten it. And so far, I have been fortunate. Thank you. and hopefully you too. And we're going to start testing in the office, but it's going to be a few months until we get the machine. But we made the arrangements last week, and a lot of doctors' offices are going to start doing that. We're getting one of these 15-minute machines, which is great. I hear patients tell me all the time it's 4 days, 5 days, 7 days to get results. In Florida, 2 weeks. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And another failure of the system. The machines are out there. They're Abbott machines. And they give you the result within 15 minutes. And that's what you need if you're really going to be on top of this. All right. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. Give me a call, 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. We're giving away bottles of Daytime. And by the way, I mentioned earlier that anyone who places an order on drperrys.com next 5 days or so, but it might go sooner than this because we're giving away KN95 masks. I'm putting my money where my mouth is and giving you an actual free KN95 mask, good enough to protect you. You can wear it outside. Stay away from people, however. You can wear it inside too, but if you're alone, I don't think that's necessary. But we're giving away with any purchase. So it could be one bar of soap. Doesn't make a difference. Or it can be a lot of things. And we're also, we have a special 10% off of absolutely everything this week. I think it goes until July 31st. And 10% off everything. You have to use the SUMMER10 code. That's to get anything. SUMMER10 code to get your discount. And to also get the free KN95 mask. So, again, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? 800-321-0710 is the phone number at WOR. So last week we talked about breast surgery. We talked about breast augmentations and lifts and reductions, very, very common procedures. And this is a popular time for those because a lot of people who are teachers and nurses and people who take natural vacations in the summer want to have their surgery now so that you can be recovered by the fall. Now, everything's upside down with the coronavirus pandemic, but we're still seeing those patients this year, so that is interesting. We're doing a lot of, breast augmentations and breast lifts and breast reductions. I saw a woman last week who had a breast reduction by another doctor, and she went into that doctor and told him that she didn't like the shape of her breasts, and she said, "I'm okay with the size of my breasts, however." And then she told me, but then he went ahead and convinced her to have a breast augmentation and a lift. And I reiterated, I asked her, "Were you happy with the size of your breasts before the surgery?" And she said, yes. I said, why on earth did you put an implant in then? That's doesn't make any sense. Now, she came to me because her breasts are sagging. They're asymmetrical. One nipple is higher than the other. And she's just very unhappy. She's a double D cup. I think she's had a triple D cup, if that exists. I thought it goes into the higher letters after that. But she said a triple D. So she wanted her implants made smaller. And she wanted her breast lift and made more attractive. And I looked at her. She had 350-gram implants, 350-milliliter implants. And what is that? That's a little bit above average for a size implant, although it depends on you, of course. She was 5'7". So she had implants in that were fairly large. I looked at her pictures before surgery. She was a large B, small C cup, which is considered average. But had by that other doctor an implant placed and a funny type of lift. The reason I say it's funny is because it didn't really follow the traditional incisions of a breast lift. Nevertheless, what I'm going to be doing for her is taking out her implants completely, taking them out, and restoring her to her normal size, the size that she really wanted to be, because what she wanted was not an augmentation, not breast implants. She wanted to be made more attractive by having more symmetrical breasts and her breasts lifted. And so that's what I'm going to be doing. I think it's coming up in a couple weeks. So it is interesting that communication is extremely important between you and your doctor. And the first question I ask patients, if they're unsure whether or not it's going to be a breast augmentation or a breast lift, it's a real simple question. Are you happy with the size of your breasts in and out of clothing? And if the answer is yes, the last thing you want to do is put a breast implant in there. The last thing you want to do, because, you know, they're very good if you need them, but certainly there's a lot of downsides to having implants. They're mechanical objects. They block mammograms in everybody. And there have been studies that have shown between 3 and 60% of the breast tissue is blocked by an implant. Now, don't get me wrong. I do lots of breast augmentations. They're wonderful procedures. They restore self-esteem. They restore your body image, and they're very good. But if you're already happy with your breast size, why would you want to put something in there? A better solution is to have a breast lift, which doesn't involve anything foreign. No implant. It's an outpatient procedure. It's done usually with you asleep under general anesthesia. It takes about 3 or so hours to do. And what we actually do is reestablish the relationship between your breast tissue and your skin. Your skin might be too big, your breast tissue might be too small, so there's a mismatch. So by removing some skin and redraping it over the breast, that is called a breast lift. Sometimes there's asymmetry, and if you don't want an implant, we'll take a little bit of breast tissue out of the larger size at the same time. So we'll often do a reduction on one side and a lift on the other. Very common procedures, and this time of year, extremely common. There are quite a few. They're always at the end of the summer or middle of to the end of the summer because people want to have these procedures before going back to work or school. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. There's more to the show. Please stay tuned. 800-321-0710 is the number. Give me a call. Try and stump me. Just try. We'll be back in a minute. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
We're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number 800-321-0710. And don't forget, the website for products is drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. And we've got that special. We are giving away those KN95 masks. So there's no excuse now. All you have to do is buy one bar of soap. So there you go. You stay clean with the soap and you stay safe with the mask. All right, so let's go ahead and take a phone call. I think Joe's on the line. What can I do for you, Joe? What's your wrinkle?
I'm 45 years old, losing weight, which is super great. But along with it, my face is slow to catch up, and I'm noticing what I guess they call smile lines on the side, like up from my nose to the cheek. It seems like, you know, almost a droopy face type of deal. And I was just wondering, what could a guy do? You know what I mean, to tighten that up.
Yes, yeah, so it's real common. Particularly, how much weight have you lost?
About 70 pounds.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. That's so wonderful because, you know, the most important thing is getting that weight off, decreasing the chance of diabetes and heart disease and hypertension. So that's good. Congratulations. So once you lose the weight, now one thing that does happen is the skin tends to lag behind the weight loss in its shrinkage. And our skin can shrink and our skin can grow. So, you know, when we gain weight, we all know that in the beginning, you know, your belly's real tight and then you get hanging skin if you eat that pizza every single night. The same thing happens to our skin in reverse when we lose the weight. So a woman who loses weight by delivering a child, all of a sudden they've just delivered a, you know, an 8-pound kid and afterbirth and, you know, they're 10, 12, 15 pounds lighter after the delivery. Their skin hangs, but about 3 or 6 months later, a lot of that skin is gone because we do have the ability to shrink that skin. And that also happens with weight loss, by the way. So that's the good news. But if you do have the nasolabial folds, it's different in a man than a woman because men don't tolerate facelifts. They don't tolerate facelifts well because they don't wear makeup, and it's hard to hide the incisions. And in addition, a facelift in a man will bring hair-bearing skin, so your beard, into the ear, which is not a nice thing, you know, because then you have all this hair that you have to kind of trim continuously. Not like ear hair, which grows slowly. Facial hair that goes onto your ear grows quickly. So what do? Filler is probably the best answer for you, Joe. There's all sorts of different wrinkle fillers out there. The one that is useful for the nasolabial fold that I use the most of is called hyaluronic acid. So hyaluronic acid, it's actually the most common type of filler. There are different chemicals out there. They're all chemicals, by the way. But hyaluronic acid is a very natural substance in your body. It's in your skin to begin with. So the type of hyaluronic acid, I use something called Juvederm, and Juvederm Velour is the name of the stuff that I use in the nasolabial fold. And that's the fold between the corner of the nose and the corner of the mouth, by the way. Very common to deepen. So we numb you up like a dentist does. There are four nerves inside the mouth. And I numb you up and then inject that in there. And sometimes in a man, it's just the fold. Do you also have fine wrinkles, Joe?
Nah, I don't see anything else that's too concerning. Obviously, I'm 45, so, you know, like you said, I'm a man. I'm not really, we get wisdom lines. I don't like to call them wrinkles. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But it's just, you know, I'm looking at it now. It's just, you know, it's like you said, it's not, it's slowed. Like the weight loss is faster than the skin gets to react to it. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
my thing
absolutely.
Is, I also seen that stuff that people, it's only for like a day that they rub on their skin and it tightens it up. I forget what they call it.
So that's Plexiderm. And actually, they're one of the sponsors of this show. I'll give you an 800 number if you want a 50% discount on Plexiderm. But remember, here's what Plexiderm does. It's a silicone material. And what happens, it goes on as goes down as a liquid, and it dries. It actually doesn't dry. The technical term is it cures. That's the real word. But as it, we'll call it drying because that's what you think it is. As it dries, it tightens the skin. Now, it works on the lower eyelids very well, the bags of the lower eyelids. It works on the jowls. It works on crepey skin. I'll be honest with you. I don't know, and John Greenhut, if he's listening, could answer this one. I don't know if it's going to work on your nasolabial folds if they're heavy and thick from weight loss. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. But I do know that if you try that product and you're unhappy with it, he'll give you your money back. And, you know, so and if you have an issue with it, you can call my office and we'll go to bat for you. So, you know, that's called Plexiderm. It's temporary. That means you put it on your face. Let's say you're going to work or going out to dinner. No one goes out to dinner anymore, right? But if we ever do go out to dinner again, you put it on. And when you wash your face afterwards, you revert right back to where you were before, because it doesn't really do anything long term. It just sort of holds the skin up there. So that's called Plexaderm. Just for the heck of it, since we're talking about it, I'll throw out that 800 number, because listeners can get 50% off because they are a sponsor. So 800-925-9963. That's 800-925-9963. So that's a temporary thing. I don't think that skincare like mine or anybody else's will help a nasolabial fold. And that's the honest answer. You know, there's all sorts of companies that tell you all sorts of things. But the truth is, the nasolabial fold is different from fine wrinkles around the eyes or splotchy pigmentation. The nasolabial fold is a very thick, often deep fold. And there's the tissue from the cheek kind of falls over a relatively fixed area, and it causes a valley and a hill, and that's what the nasolabial fold is. So we have to actually fill it or lift it. So there's something called Ulthera. That's Ulthera. And that is a possibility. Ulthera is sound energy. Now, laser is not a great idea for a man. And the reason it isn't a good idea for a man is because the recovery is not a reasonable thing for a man. Women are good at putting makeup on and things like that. Most men find it abhorrent. But Ulthera is sound energy, does not cause a wound, and will lift the cheek a little bit. And often I'll do Ulthera along with filling the nasolabial fold. So you get a little bit of a lift from the Ulthera and some filling of the fold with the wrinkle filler. So that's probably a reasonable approach to you. And how are you at your goal now, or are you going to continue losing weight?
No, I'm probably about maybe 20 to 30 pounds. I'm at a point now where I'm looking more at body fat percentage and not so much looking at the actual weight anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to – I'm a big guy, so I don't want to, look too skinny and keep thinking about the number. I'm at a point now where I just want to think about the fat percentage versus muscle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good. And have you seen
somebody could be 200 pounds, like, and have like 18% body fat, and that's beautiful. And then somebody could be 200 pounds and have 30% body fat. You know what I mean? So
that's right.
So I'm at a point now where I'm about 25%, and I want to drop down. I'm working out and stuff like that. But the stuff that you said you offered as far as the acid thing, when you go actually to your office, is that not necessarily a permanent solution, right?
No, it isn't. There's really nothing that's permanent, I'll be honest. There are short fixes and longer fixes, but nothing permanent. Even a facelift only lasts between 5 and 10 years. But no, the hyaluronic acid generally lasts about a year. So the data from Allergan, which is the company that makes Juvederm, is about two-thirds of people maintain their results at a year. That's pretty good, but that does mean that a third of people, by the time a year goes by, they don't have that result anymore. So with this new group of fillers, and I do a lot of it, I do it in my office almost every day, most people come once a year, and it depends. If someone has, let's say, acne scars and doesn't want any recurrence at all, they'll come every 6 months. But certainly once a year. Now, by the way, there's some other things, and I had a consultation with a patient this week about this particular subject. She might be listening. If the nasolabial fold is too deep, and there are people that just don't respond to fillers because it's a really deep fold, then there are two other possibilities. And one of those is direct excision of the nasolabial fold, which also is a bad idea for a man unless you have a wrinkle that goes along with the fold. So I always say the nasolabial fold is sort of like the Grand Canyon. Have you ever been there?
No. Every time I look in the mirror, it seems like I do, though.
Yeah, right. But so the Grand Canyon, if you've ever gone, if you do go, it's this giant canyon, and then way in the bottom of the canyon, way down, there's this little tiny river, the Colorado River, that goes in. So the Colorado River is like a fine wrinkle, and the Grand Canyon is like the nasolabial fold. That's how I look at it. And they're treated differently with different types of fillers. The wrinkle is treated differently from the fold. Sometimes we have to actually excise or cut out the fold. not a good idea if you're in your 40s because you don't have that fine wrinkle. It's probably not a good trade. Sometimes I also do something called an incisionless wire release, a bunch of big words. So not making an incision, I place a wire underneath the fold, and I can hear people fainting all over the New York area now. We place a wire, we numb it up, place a wire under the fold and encircle the fold. And if you've ever used a cheese slicer, we go back and forth and lift up the skin off of the fold. This is only if the did you just fall on the floor, by the way? This is only if the filler doesn't work. And then we lift up the fold. We do this incisionless wire release and then put some filler in. So I've done that probably, I don't know, maybe a dozen times in my career, something like that. But it is a good technique. It's something that I don't do primarily, which means we'll try the filler first. But if someone has too deep a fold to fill with filler, then we might go to one of those other techniques. Joe, listen, I want to thank you for the phone call. Noah is beginning to wave his hands because the show is about to end. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. During the week, give me a call. 212-753-1820 is the number. In New Jersey, 732-422-9600. And sooner or later, we'll be in L.A. also, but you'll have to wait. All right. Have a great week. Don't forget that special, drperrys.com. You get the free KN95 mask. Use the Summer 10 code. See everybody next week. Have a safe one. Bye-bye now.